Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Oh, we're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We are everywhere. I'm Allison Stewart.
We're in your brain. I'm Luke Burbank, coming up, founder of The Clash, Big Audio Dynamite, Big Audio Dynamite 2. Mick Jones joins us for a chat. First, though, let's hear about today's top stories from NPR's Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. Colorado authorities say five people are dead in two different shootings that are church-related. In the first incident, a gunman shot four staffers at a missionary training center near Denver yesterday. He killed two people after he was told he could not stay the night. In a separate shooting, 12 hours later and 65 miles away, a gunman shot and killed two more people at the large New Life Church. The shooter was shot and killed by an armed church security guard. Colorado Springs Police Chief Richard Myers says officers found several suspicious devices planted on the church's grounds.
All tactical searches of the multiple buildings here on the campus have been completed. These suspicious devices that were located turn out not to be explosive in nature, but appear to be smoke-generating devices.
Now police are trying to see if both shootings are linked. The police chief of Arvada, Colorado, says they're looking for links. They've searched a Denver area home, but there's no word on what they turned up. The Colorado Springs New Life Church has some 10,000 members. It was founded by Ted Haggard. He was fired last year after a male prostitute alleged they had a three-year relationship. Russian President Vladimir Putin has suggested he will back Russia's first deputy prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, as the next president. People have been guessing for months whom he'd pick. Russian news agencies quoted Putin as saying he'd known the first deputy for more than 17 years and that he fully supports this idea. But that doesn't answer another question. What's Putin going to do when he leaves power? He can't run for a third term as president. He has hinted he might stand for Russian prime minister. Kosovo political leaders say they plan to quickly move ahead toward independence from Serbia. A Kosovar government spokesman says leaders plan to start talking with Western supporters to ask for international recognition. Serbian leaders, along with Russia, do not like this. They have vehemently denounced this effort toward a breakaway. Mediators from several countries, including Russia and the United States, have concluded 4 months of status talks between Serbia and Kosovo. The mediators submitted a report to the United Nations last week saying they didn't find any compromise between the sides. The Associated Press is reporting Afghan and international troops have retaken a key Afghan town in Helmand Province. Musa Qala is in southern Afghanistan. It's been held by the Taliban for the past 10 months. Reports from the region say heavy fighting is reported. And although hurricane season officially ended November 30th, don't get rid of those storm windows just yet. National Weather Center meteorologist Ron Goodman is watching a heavy weather system forming off Puerto Rico.
The ocean temperatures are relatively warm, still near 80 degrees, which would support thunderstorm development, which could transform it into a tropical system.
If the weather system turns into a tropical storm, it would be called Olga. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
I never get tired of the sort of story of how those storms get named. Mm-hmm. Because, and then you can look at the list for like the next 5 or 6 years of what all the storms are going to be named. And you almost feel like you know the personality of the, like there's a storm that's going to come up eventually named Kristoff. That just sounds like the fiercest tornado ever.
I'm sorry about Olga. I always wanted Otto.
Well, put a vote in. You might be able to prevail upon the National Hurricane Center. Thanks, Korva.
Bet.